before a briefing on the Texas Clippership Artificial Reef Project.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, for the record, my name is Dale Shively, coordinator of the Artificial Reef Program. It's my pleasure today to present to you a brief overview of the Texas Clipper Artificial Reef Project. The Texas Clipper ship is a 473-foot long ship that served as the maritime training vessel for Texas A&M University at Galveston for over 30 years. She sailed each summer to ports of call across the globe with Maritime Academy students learning to become sailors and oceanographers. Before that, she was one of the post-war four aces. These were the replacement ships for the American Export Lines, who lost three of the original luxurious four aces when they were used for troop transport in World War II. She sailed across the Atlantic and throughout the Mediterranean, carrying passengers and high society style. Fine dining, fancy ballrooms, and country club verandas were the order of the day. Her first life was as a troop transport ship in the U.S. Navy. She was laid down at Bethlehem Shipyards on Texas Independence Day, 1944, and launched September the 12th. She served the Navy from December 1944 to June 1946. She saw service in the Pacific and played a role in Iwo Jima, delivering troops to battle and shuttling injured troops to hospitals in Hawaii. She returned to the Pacific Northwest for repairs and refitting, then traveled back across the Pacific to Japan, where she served in the Japanese occupation until she was decommissioned in the summer of 1946. She has spent the last decade in the U.S. Maritime Administration Reserve Fleet, anchored on the Neches River below Beaumont. We have been considering acquisition of this ship since 1997. We put our first application to Reaper in 1999 and received approval from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for a grant that will fund some of the cost to the state for the project. After a series of delays in the application review, we resubmitted our application and received serious consideration in late 2003. She is currently berthed at the U.S. Maritime Administration Reserve Fleet in Beaumont, Texas. In 2004, we contracted a hazardous material survey to determine what types and quantities of hazardous waste would need to be removed before she was reefed. That information allowed us to proceed with a request for proposals from selected contractors. In 2005, the Artificial Reef Program received the reef site permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in a location near South Padre Island. I submitted the final U.S. Maritime Administration application in February 2006. The response I received from the Maritime Administration in May of 2006 was not that our application was approved, but that the ship had sunk on her stern in the harbor while our application was under review. The ship was quickly raised off the bottom, the hole in the hull was patched, and we were back on track when the Environmental Protection Agency finally approved our cleanup plan for the ship. The Maritime Administration agreed to reimburse us for $1.5 million in cleanup expenditure. This turn of events resulted in the Maritime Administration deciding in a matter of days to issue a contract to scrap the ship because they were concerned about its hull integrity. It took weeks of negotiation to get an agreement to continue the refit process, something we had started in 1997. Mr. Zach Kovar with the Governor's Office here in Texas was instrumental in turning around the scrapping decision made by the Maritime Administration. The certificate of transfer of the title was recently signed, and we have issued a notice to proceed to resolve marine services out of Key West, Florida, with they're preparing the ship for tow. The Maritime Administration is requiring that the hull be cleaned before towing can proceed, and I found out as of yesterday that hull cleaning has been completed. As of this morning, the contractor's tug is scheduled to arrive in Beaumont at 2 o'clock. They will finish up the towing preparations, and we will finally see this thing leave Beaumont around 8 o'clock in the morning. By Monday, it will be in the ESCO Marine Facility in Brownsville, where she will be cleaned of all contaminants and ready for reefing, a process that will take 4 to 6 months. At this point, we project a sinking date of early spring, somewhere in March of 2007. The permitted reef site is 160 acres in size and located 17 nautical miles from the jetties of Santiago Pass near the Brownsville, South Padre Island area. The water depth at the site is 135 feet, and the ship will be placed on the ocean bottom in an upright position. The top of the vessel will be at 50 feet below the surface, making for a moderately shallow dive. It will be marked with a lighted 10-foot yellow spar buoy, and two mooring buoys will allow boats to tie up. We anticipate a reefing ceremony in the days before we sink her. Texas A&M University is very interested in working with us to celebrate this event, and we're working through those procedures now. This will be a welcomed addition to the Texas Artificial Reef Program and have a tremendous impact on fishing and diving in the Gulf of Mexico off of Texas. Our hopes are that it will become a national and international dive attraction, and it is anticipated that local economies will be positively affected. That concludes my brief, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Bill. You've been very persistent, and let's just hope that we can see it happen, and I'm sure we will in the spring of 2007. Any discussion from the commission?
That's great work. If you just let us know, too, because we'd be interested, or I would be interested in when you sink it.
Absolutely.
The sinking ceremony.
It's our desire to have the commission there during this process. The governor's office is interested.
No, I didn't say that. Since you were gone, I wasn't going to mention that.
You thought the chairman might be spearheading the effort. Anyway, thank you, Dave. It's a good kickoff for our reefing program, and congratulations again.